Next one is Carl, C-A-R-L, Carl Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Carl Johnson. Mr. Johnson is a 53-year-old gentleman with history of end-stage COPD. Period. Patient has recently admitted to the hospital with exacerbation of COPD, has a APS score of 60%, has been losing weight, requiring help with medication, clothing, and bathing at home. Using oxygen with activities, found to be short of breath most of the time and at rest. Patient also has issues with sundowner syndrome, and given his psychiatric disabilities, requiring medication around the clock to keep patient calm and cooperative. Period. Let's see, periods. Other medical problems include respiratory failure, hypoxemia, bipolar disorder, asthma, diabetes. Patient was recently hospitalized beginning of December of this year with sudden onset of shortness of breath, accompanied by fever, cough, and chills. Patient was diagnosed with influenza A, found to be tachypneic, tachycardic, and wheezing. Patient also suffers from generalized weakness, diabetes out of control, pneumonia, post-influenza pneumonia, and weakness profound in parenthesis with weight loss and decreased appetite. During the hospitalization, patient requires supplemental oxygen as well as BiPAP at night. Patient is not a candidate for PEG tube and/or tracheostomy tube, period. Patient's left basilar pleural opacity is worsened during the hospitalization. Also, there was effusion associated with this, as well as atelectasis and pneumonia. Post-hospitalization, patient is found to be weak, short of breath, with history of end-stage COPD and bedbound, expected to do poorly, most likely has less than 6 months to live, which makes the patient appropriate for hospice. Overall prognosis is grave. Thank you.